Consider a Daily Fast for Lent, written by Dr. Jared Stout on thosecatholicmen.com. Lent began originally as an intense preparation of prayer and fasting preceding baptism at the Easter Vigil. Eventually, the entire church joined in this period of preparation, renewing one's baptismal vows and expressing the need for constant conversion. If you want to know what Lent was like originally, ironically, we can look to Ramadan, which arose as an imitation of the ancient Lenten fast. Christians did not eat during the day at all and avoided all animal products, oil, and wine. Lent changed over the centuries, but avoiding animal products continued in the West until the modern period and continues in the East today, and included at least a daily partial fast and more days of complete fasting until just after the Second Vatican Council. Lent is a period of fasting. The two mandatory days of fasting during Lent would be a laughingstock to any other Christian generation. In addition to these 2 days, we are required to abstain from meat on Fridays, which is also canon law's default penance for every Friday of the entire year, and are encouraged to undertake another penance. This extra penance can guide us to deeper conversion, but can also be trite if we only give up something extra in our life. I would encourage everyone to consider some form of daily fasting, Monday through Saturday, during the entirety of Lent. Here are a few ways to undertake this fast, which I think would be reasonable. I'd recommend starting with just one or two of these options for this year. First, do not eat between meals. This may be the best option, as it requires constant discipline, but also should not prove too difficult or taxing. Second, do not eat any sweets, including sweetened drinks. Third, do not eat meat, if not daily, then at least more days than just Friday. Fourth, just have bread and water for one of your daily meals. Five, give up alcohol. Why is daily fasting important? It demonstrates the seriousness of the Lenten fast and serves as a daily reminder of the need for prayer and penance in Lent. It will also add power to our prayer and help us to break bad habits. Jesus told his disciples when they could not expel a demon, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer and fasting." If we add fasting, we may find our prayer to be more efficacious. Lent provides us a crucial opportunity to grow closer to God and to take a step back from the world. Make the most of it by doing some kind of fast, even if small, every day. 5 years ago, a priest and a few seminarians started a passion project out of a desire to share the masculine formation they received in the seminary with other thirsting Catholic men looking for a direction. This became known as thosecatholicmen.com. From the beginning, we've been encouraged to publish printed books. Finally, we're doing it. Subscribe to Those Catholic Men's quarterly reader with a monthly donation to our nonprofit of $10 or more. Each quarter, you'll receive our very best articles and never-before-released longer essays from our authors. Make your donation by clicking subscribe in the top right-hand corner of the site, join the mission of Those Catholic Men in a meaningful way, and get your quarterly reader. We are proudly not-for-profit and gratefully supported by donations large and small. Thanks for listening along with us today.